Now, three women who accuse the U.S. president of sexual misconduct have called on Congress to investigate Donald Trump's actions. Have a listen.
I want to believe that as Americans, we can put aside our political inclinations and admit that some things, in fact, do transcend politics, that we will hold Mr. Trump to the same standard as Harvey Weinstein and the other men who were held accountable for their reprehensible behavior. Therefore, I ask that Congress put aside their party affiliations and investigate Mr. Trump's history of sexual misconduct.
Jessica Leeds, Samantha Hovey, and Rachel Crooks all attended a news conference in New York City on Monday and shared their stories. They accused Trump of groping, fondling, forcibly kissing, humiliating, and harassing them. The trio first spoke about the incidents before the November 2016 U.S. election. They cited recent revelations of sexual misconduct by prominent men in business, media, and politics for their decision to once again speak out publicly against Donald Trump. White House obviously rejects the claims as false, and more than a dozen women have accused Trump of making unwanted sexual advances against them before he entered politics. Now we're joined by Mr. Richard Black out of Virginia State Senator. Hello, Senator Black, and thank you for joining us on the program, sir. Now, it's very, very ironic. I mean, it's really wild, actually, beyond ironic. I mean, things that we saw Donald Trump being accused of during his campaign and now throughout his presidency would have been career enders for anyone else, whether they're in politics, they're in business, they're in media, wherever they may be, even they're just regular corporate heads. But guess what? This man seems like he's completely exempt from all this. Why?
Well, for one thing, we had an election. All of these things were brought up during the election, and the American people said that they didn't find them credible, and they voted for Donald Trump. Now, you need to look at the environment we're in. Tomorrow is the election for United States Senate in Alabama, and Roy Moore has been accused of some various things. Most of them aren't even criminal things, but they're just pounding away. The Democrats very badly want to win that U.S. Senate seat in Alabama. I think that's the reason that this is coming up right now. But you know, it's interesting. It all started off with Harvey Weinstein, who is this mega powerful man in Hollywood. Now, he was charged with raping women, not 40 years ago, but raping them currently. And they're very credible allegations. We then went into other things that, were improper. They were ungentlemanly.
Like Al Franken.
Not nearly as serious.
Like Al Franken, possibly, right?
Well, Al Franken, part of his problem is the man is so disgusting. He had a picture of himself with his legs spread and he's wearing a baby diaper. He's got another one and he's got his hands over the breasts of a woman. The man is just so crude that he's his own worst enemy. It's not, he's sort of a one-of-a-kind individual. But we have had others. Al Franken, of course, Senator Franken, has agreed to resign. You have John Conyers, who was walking in and out of his office in his underpants. With all of his staffers there. He did this for years and years, and then finally it caught up with him. But you also have Republicans. You have Trent Franks, who in many ways a very fine legislator, but
Senator, according to what you're saying, these allegations are hurting all these politicians, sir. Why are they not hurting the president, or will they? These three young ladies now, will this second round of accusing or bringing this back up again, will they hurt Donald Trump or no? Or your opinion, at least.
Well, the answer is no, because when you air all of these things repeatedly during a presidential election, the people make their decision. They have all the information at their disposal. They make a decision, and we have to move on as a nation. So I think there's common agreement that there will not be an investigation. You know, right now they're doing the Russian fraud investigation, and that thing has just dissolved into nothing. I mean, it's just, it's an absolute absurdity. And I don't think people are about to get into another one based on some old allegations that he
But
has
even that, not- even that crude tape that came out, Donald Trump was on it on that bus. I mean, you know, he said some things that were kind of like pretty crude and pretty, you know, womanizing, right? And he chalked it up as a banner room, a locker room talk. But my question to you, why does it seem that this president, this man, Donald Trump, is so Teflon-like, nothing sticks to him? What is it about his image or his appeal that makes him bulletproof to all these allegations?
I'm not sure. I mean, there are certain politicians who really have a way of just kind of skirting things. But there is a great deal of difference between locker room talk. I've got to say, if you eliminated every man from politics who has ever engaged in locker room talk, you'd have trouble finding anybody to man a parliament or a Congress or any political body in the world. So I don't think people thought very much of that. They just said, okay, that was he shouldn't have done it. It was dumb. He said, it's locker room talk. It's just boys talking. I think what's important is we've got to have a dividing line between those people who attack women and those who do things that are ungentlemanly and improper. And I think we're going to have to make that distinction, and then we're going to have to move on, because honestly, you simply can't investigate everybody who has ever kissed a woman or who has ever dated a woman when she was under the age of 25. You know, I dated my wife when she was 16, and we got married when she was 18. And in July, we'll have our 50th anniversary, and we've got 16 grandchildren. We've had a wonderful marriage. So I just think we'll have to find a happy medium in between. I don't want to ignore ongoing sexual assaults, because they're very serious. The things like Harvey Weinstein did, where he was clearly raping women, forcible, violent rape. Same thing happened with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is generally understood to have violently raped at least one woman who accused him. I think most people find that very credible.
Senator, we're all out of time, sir. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to thank you for joining us once again on the program. We hope to see you again. Senator Richard Blackerville joining us there out of Virginia State Senator.
Okay.